This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Week, the Illinois Department of Agriculture will be highlighting different health and safety topics all week on its Facebook and Twitter accounts. The campaign addresses several topics, including tractor safety, emergency preparedness, and especially mental health. Farming overall is still considered one of the most dangerous professions, with more than 500 deaths each year. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Protests, then gunfire. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We let this happen? Guess what? This is going to be a precedent. And the next one is going to be you.
She was in New York. As protests spread across the country, angry. A grand jury in Kentucky did not charge the two officers who fired the shots that killed Breonna Taylor in a drug raid on her home in March. A third cop was indicted for wanton endangerment. And in the middle of the protests in Louisville last night, a shooting. Fox's Evan Brown has details live.
Yeah, Dave, that tense moment last night in Louisville happened in front of or near people with recording devices.
Right there, officer down, right there.
As shown by Fox TV affiliate WDRB, those two police officers are said to be stable and the suspected gunman is already in custody. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear put a video of his own on Twitter telling demonstrators,
go home. Go home tonight.
And that there will be other times to be heard in a nonviolent manner, Dave.
Well, Evan, police in Louisville say they made nearly 100 arrests dealing with vandalism and looting. President Trump tweeted law and order and that he's praying for the officers. His Democratic challenger Joe Biden urged protesters to be calm, not violent.
Totally inappropriate for that to happen. And she wouldn't want it, nor would her mother. So I hope they do that.
The Biden campaign in North Carolina, again critical of the president's coronavirus response.
Our plan will crush the virus, and actually, Biden's plan will crush America, if you think about it. You can't lock down.
Then came a reporter's question. Would the president commit to a peaceful transfer if he loses?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
Biden's reply, what country are we in? He says the most irrational things. Next hour, the president will go to the Supreme Court to pay his respects to late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The coronavirus case count is nearing 32 million worldwide. Israel had almost 6,500 new infections yesterday. That's a daily record. So the prime minister is readying a strict new two-week lockdown starting tomorrow. Britain has also recently reimposed restrictions with a resurge there, but things are different in a different European country.
Belgium's prime minister says the country should learn to live with the coronavirus. Sophie Wilmers is relaxing rules on face masks and shortening a mandatory self-quarantine period, even as infection numbers rise. She stresses it's not a wholesale lifting of restrictions. Masks are still required in many circumstances, and gatherings of more than 10 people are banned. But she says she wants Belgium to move from crisis management to risk management. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Unless a court intervenes, a condemned killer has just hours left to live.
Christopher Villalba faces a lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for the murders of an Iowa pastor and his wife 20 years ago. A federal crime because Todd and Stacy Bagley were killed at the U.S. Army base at Fort Hood, Texas. Having suffered from childhood meningitis, his attorney says Villalba's mental development was 3 or 4 years younger than his 19 years at the time of the killings, and that should make him ineligible for the death penalty. His would be the 7th federal execution in just over 2 months. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In a couple of hours, the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve Chairman will testify at the Senate in a hearing on the status of the economy in this corona crisis. And on Wall Street, Dow futures are down nearly 100 points the day after a much bigger sell-off. The Dow dropped more than 500. The Nasdaq fell 330. And in the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston. The Heat now lead the Eastern Conference Finals 3-1. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 19th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 2nd at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. Due to COVID-19, the WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Our local food pantries have seen a dramatic uptick in use due to the pandemic. Because of that, we're asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Also, monetary donations will eliminate food waste and allow everyone to stay socially distanced. Every cent goes to the purchase of food, and thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top 5 local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com.
The Brass Horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and Saturday sunny with a high of 86 and some wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06, and this look at your weather was brought to you by the Brass Horn, Decatur's number one men's clothing store.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 24th edition of Byers & Company. City Hall Insider, former Mayor of Decatur, Paul Osborne, joins us. Plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Thursday, the 24th of September, and live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. A lot to get to here today, but we start as we do every Thursday at 7 o'clock with the City Hall Insider, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, former mayor of Decatur, Paul Osborne. How are you doing on this Thursday morning? Good to be back with you.
Well, yeah, welcome back. It's we miss you. We miss you when you're gone.
Well, it's good to have a couple of weeks of time away, and I hope you enjoyed your being able to take some mornings off, but we're back in the groove and ready to go. Let's talk a little bit about the food drive before we get into the other areas, including the city council race, which I think is going to be very, very interesting. The food drive is a week from tomorrow, hard as that is to believe, October 2nd. We're going to be doing it a little different this year, as everything is a little different this year, but you've always been so supportive of the efforts. Why is it important to you for the community?
Well, it speaks to the heart of this community, and it speaks about giving to help others. I mean, everything about the food drive has always been so right, and it's always been so Decatur. And I know when I was mayor, I had a representative of another city talk about the food drive to me privately, and he said, we could never do this in our city and get this kind of response. I don't know if he was selling his city short or not, but I think people are amazed after all these years of how many people will step up just to help other people. And many of these people who step up don't have a whole lot, you know, for themselves even. And I think during this particular year, there is even a greater need. And I think it's not only to help people out, you know, who really need help, and to help the disadvantaged and hungry in our community. But it's also a boost to the morale of this community. And I think the people of Decatur have always found in central Illinois that it's hard to feel any better about your community or yourself than when you're giving to others.
Yeah, I hope that's still true, Paul. I really do. There's part of me that just sort of looks at the ugliness of social media and the political divide, social unrest that's going on in this country, and it's hard for me to find many things that we can rally around, you know, commonly, together, no matter what your political affiliation, no matter what your age demographic. There's fewer and fewer things where Americans, as Americans, are finding something to unify and rally behind.
Well, and I've always appreciated the fact of the community food drive because, at least as I've witnessed it and been there, I think about every year since it started, and always looked forward to going. You know, I've seen all the divisions and the political divisions and that, and maybe they weren't as sharp in past years as they are this year, and the opinions maybe not as strong. But I've seen those kind of dissipate when the food drive starts. They're just Americans. They're just people. They're just citizens of central Illinois pitching in. And maybe that diversion is what we need also right now, that we come together because this is something really good for everybody, for those who are helping out and for those who are receiving that help. And, my goodness, if the food drive can't bring us together, you know, for the common purpose of the good of our community, the good of others, I'm not sure what would.
Yeah, and the common goal of making sure a child doesn't go to bed hungry in our community, that's something we can do. There's a lot of things we can't do, but that is something we can accomplish. So thank you for the kind words, and we appreciate your support over the years. You've always been a big proponent, and thank you for the coverage as well. Next Friday, a week from today, at Kroger, we'll be doing it a little different, cash and checks and credit cards and all that. We've got some lanes set up where we can swipe credit cards, and you know, we're going to work it out and make it as safe as possible and follow all the protocols. But even though all of those new rules are in place, the need has never been greater.
Yeah, the need never stops. And as I mentioned, you know, this year it's even greater, I think. For a lot of reasons, it's greater. And I just think it's a boost not only to those receiving, but it's a boost to our community. I mean, this community, like communities all over the country, have really been hit hard. And it's been demoralizing for so many people. We need a lift. And not only is this a good way to get a lift, it's an extremely good way to help others, very positive.
All right, let's talk a little bit. We visited with the mayor a little while ago, talked a little bit about the municipal election next spring. You've written about this, Pat McDaniel not running for re-election, so there will be a new council member no matter what. A lot of people have downloaded petitions or taken out petitions. You know, we see that every year. You see people that are these one-issue voters. They're mad about a certain vote or a certain thing. Some of them end up running. Some of them make a lot of noise and don't run at all. I mean, there's a big difference between being mad and posting something on Facebook and then actually doing the work of running a campaign.
Right. And I think sometimes those people are encouraged by two or three other people. You know, you run and we'll support you. But it takes a lot more than that. You have to think this thing through. And I think, as you mentioned, a lot of people take out petitions as a rule. Because they're upset about a decision, they're upset about something council's done, and this is my chance to get something done. But, hey, there's a lot more than being a one-issue candidate, and I think that's they find that out once they kind of get into it. They find out that you need a lot of support to make it to council, even though the turnout is so poor. I would hope that would change because – and we say this almost every election. This is, you know, a critical election. But this one really is for city council. And I can tell you as a mayor, the mayor is not up for re-election and won't be for, you know, for 2 years. But the people that you work with on that council can go, can make that council a better council or a worse council. And it can be a nightmare for a mayor in trying to get something done. Or they can supplement what the mayor is doing and work together. And certainly this is a time in our city's history that we need the city council to work together for the common good of this community because some really, really critical decisions are going to be made impacting the whole community in the near future.
Yeah, it's going to be an important race, and I worry about the burnout and the fatigue. I mean, we're literally right now 40 days until November 3rd. We're 99 days until the end of the year 2020. And before we start thinking about, you know, in earnest, this municipal election and how important it's going to be.
Yeah, and I think also it's burnout. It's just like every time you watch TV or do anything, you know, there are candidates arguing for and against each other, and you know, a lot of name calling and everything. And by the time the general election is over, if that's ever going to be over, you know, everybody's going to be exhausted, and it's kind of hard to turn around so quickly and focus on the local election, the one that really impacts on you and the taxes you pay and your roads and so many things. Everything that happens in this community generally goes through the city council, whether it's rezoning or anything like that. So the decision you make is the one for city council that's going to impact you in your home or your job here in Decatur. So you really need to pay special attention to the candidates and the issues and stay focused on doing the right thing. And right now, that's difficult. It's difficult because you got this big election, the presidential election, coming up, and it's kind of hard to see beyond that right now.
Yeah, I tell you, I was watching a little bit of cable news last night, which I don't do a lot of, but one commercial break, the entire break was either fair tax or tax hike, back-to-back-to-back-to-back TV commercials. You write in this week's City Beat about the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce members weighing in on this progressive income tax.
Yeah, and it's I certainly agree with you know, the poll that was taken of members by the chamber, and then coming to the conclusion that they are against this tax because it's certainly a hardship for business, and certainly I think the point that I always think about every time I hear the commercials for and against it is we've been lied to so many times by the General Assembly about taxation. And it's going to be a fair tax. And, you know, we heard that the temporary income tax only going to be on for a while. And they made that permanent. And just like considering the finances of the state government and how our tax money now is handled, do we trust them when they say this will be good for about everybody but the really rich people? And to me, that's a ploy to say, yeah, let the rich people pay their share. Well, they're paying a lot of money now, a high percentage of taxes collected from wealthier people. But I don't know. We've been down this road too many times and been disappointed, and then it's too late. And I am against it. I really am. I think there's been so much of a burden placed upon businesses. I'm not only an editor and a publisher. I've been a businessman in this community. And I can tell you, every year it seems to get worse and harder in being a business person. We need some relief. We don't need additional taxes on people that are struggling, and that's what it's going to end up being, regardless of what you promise or what you say.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that this pandemic puts things in a different light? Well, I mean, we know what the budgets, you know, everyone, the city, the county, the park district, the state, we're all going to be hurting.
Yeah, we are. But I guess I find the city, the credibility of the city is far greater in terms of, you know, we need funds, for, you know, for our fire departments and for safety services. You know, we need that. And yet, you know, we see in Springfield all the money that's so often wasted. And I guess when I look at that and I see all the money that is spent in places and for reasons that don't really have much credibility with the average person, the average citizen or businessman, you know, I guess I just don't have a lot of confidence in how this tax will eventually impact on regular people, except probably bad.
All right. Paul, you also, and I know we had a story, many people in the media did, about the confusion about what was sent out by the Secretary of State's office. You know, Josh Tanner's doing a really good job here in Macon County, and, you know, he's got this under control. We've had him on the air, explained everything about the mail-in voting, all of this, and yet that one letter from the Secretary of State's office caused an awful lot of confusion, completely unfair to Josh Tanner, who's doing everything right.
Yeah, Joss is doing a great job, and we received almost immediately after, you know, we received that information at our house almost immediately here at the Tribune. We received that letter and that information from Joss. He's really on top of this, and he's doing everything he can to keep this election on all four legs during this difficult time. You know, keeping the table there for us to sit down at, and all the legs on the table. It's not collapsing. Joss, you know, people when they voted him in, you know, they kind of gave him a trial run, see how he's going to do, because Steve Bean was in there for so long, and Joss has done a great job. I think it only adds to the confusion when the state Secretary of State's office sends out information that county clerks, not only Josh, but other county clerks, have to explain what they're doing so people will understand. There's enough confusion in this election to begin with.
I think about, you know, he's had such a thankless job because he's been handed so many things that were not his problem, including the sheriff's race, which is still underway.
Yeah, and Josh is kind of a mild-mannered person. I don't think I've ever seen him upset or mad or angry. He just does his job, and he was an understudy in many ways to Steve Bean when he was in there. But you're right. I mean, he's dealing with some things now that he inherited with the office, and I commend him highly for the job he's doing, I think if you're going to rate county clerks, we're fortunate to have him in that position.
No doubt about it. All right, Paul, anything else you want to add to the conversation before we go?
Well, I just want people to use common sense and stay safe. I don't want to see anyone hurt or injured or beat up or anything over this division, over the mask and that. Just use some common sense. That we want everyone to remain healthy. We don't want to lose anybody. And the suffering is intense when this happens for those who are left behind. And just stay safe and sane. I know I wore a mask. I wear a mask about all the time. And I got back to the office from the post office the other day, started to take a sip of Diet Dr. Pepper, still have a mask on. It kind of becomes a part of your outfit. And, you know, almost forget you have it on. So it's not that difficult.
All right, Paul, we appreciate you as always. Keep safe. We'll talk to you next week. And thanks for all the kind words about the food drive, and we really appreciate your continued support. Paul Osborne, the publisher of the Decatur Tribune, former mayor of Decatur, twice elected by large numbers, by the people of this city. One of the best people you'll ever meet.
I love answering the phone when he calls.
Why is that?
Just the pep in his step is like, hey, I've been up for 7 hours feeling good is what it feels like. I mean, he's just in mid-stride,
yeah,
ready to go. I love it. He brings a lot of energy.
Yeah,
the mayor does too, also, to be honest, when they call. Just
yeah, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, with all due respect to what we do, mm-hmm, for a living here, the idea that she gets up every morning for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And comes on the air with us, you know, for transparency reasons, answers the questions, doesn't dodge things. If she doesn't have answers, she gets them. I think she's done a hell of a job. And there's people out there that don't know the first thing about leadership, and they've never, ever once in their life had anything fall on their shoulders where they've had to lead and make tough decisions. And those are the people that will criticize, and those are the people who will pick up petitions and threaten to run for council. They're great about designing a T-shirt or a logo, but the actual work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been completely visible every single work day since this thing started. No tucking a tail and hiding, none of that. Just right front and center.
Taking the punches.
Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Yeah. You know, she's done the whole Ali rope-a-dope, you know, for 6 months.
Right.
And still swinging, which, you know, you got to have some admiration for if you have any sort of soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people out there that just, you know, the nasty, silly stuff is just, I think it's become so cliched that it's not even startling anymore. You're just sort of in a camp of just cliched behavior.
Yeah, and that's at all levels. That's the problem that I have with the national election and what we were just talking about with our mayor is like all that noise of just mean-spirited calling people names and just talking about things that don't really matter, just confuse the issues. You don't even get to the issues and policies and stuff because you're just sorting out bad names and insults.
Yeah, it's all just an emotional thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you as you grow older and mature and become more logical in life, you're supposed to sort of do away with some of that stuff, have more emotional maturity.
The burner's been turned up. It's on full blast.
Yeah, but it also... as loud as it is, that there is a fine line between being loud and then just becoming that little small dog in the corner that's just always making noise and easily ignored.
Right.
To your point about not ever actually debating. I watched some of this stuff over Pritzker's daughter, who is an equestrian. Mm-hmm. You know, she does the horse jumping. I don't know. And the argument by grown adults that people ought to be able to play football because she's allowed to ride a horse.
11 on 11 contact sport of horse riding?
Yeah.
With 100 people on each sideline?
There are, 10, 12 sports that are being allowed to play right now?
Yeah, cross country, golf. I mean, the ones that make sense.
Yes.
Nobody doesn't want people to.
But the idea that, well, no, he's going to break the rules. I mean, this theme has been running through this with him from the beginning, right? By the proponents, the opponents, the people who are upset about whatever. And there's a guy now, one of these youth advocate guys, sports guys, who's just sort of like, he really needs to get in that movie with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell. Look it up. And quit using these kids as props. I mean, you're giving out people's home addresses to protest now. I mean, stop.
Doxing people,
stop.
That's too far. That's way too much.
Stop. I mean, I don't think it's right even at a level of being worried about the Supreme Court. I mean, there ought to be a little bit of decorum back in our lives, like people's homes ought to be respected.
Yeah, for sure.
But over high school football, it's not even close. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high of 86, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:26. This look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Just say the word. We are here. Shop on Main with products like Anderson Windows, TimberTech Composite Decking, Therma-True Exterior Doors, and our extensive rental department. No project will go unfinished. We also offer contractor referrals, delivery, and curbside pickup. Moroa Lumber is your building materials headquarters. Save money. Shop local at Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Emergencies can happen at any moment. That's why at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we have specially trained emergency medicine physicians, registered nurses, and other specialists available 24/7 who provide timely treatment with the utmost care. We are always ready. Ready to save your life. Ready to ease your pain. Ready to calm your fears. Ready to care for you today and every day. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Always ready.
Millikan University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Millikan's evening MBA program at millikan.edu/MBA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you're from McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, which is near Pittsburgh, you're probably a huge Ben Roethlisberger fan or something like that. I would suggest you need to look up Sarah Lyons. She's 96 years old and just bowled a no-tap 300 at the age of 96.
That's pretty awesome.
She's going to be 97 in November. And there's video of her. She had a huge entourage there, all caught on tape, and she's got the form of like a 25-year-old.
That's awesome.
And unlike Ben Roethlisberger, she got through all of it without an injury. At 96.
Awesome.
Congratulations to her. What a great story. We've done a lot of writing off of senior citizens in this society lately, and I don't understand it. Still a lot to add at the age of 96. Kudos to her. We'll take a break for stories and news. Topper coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. September is National Suicide Prevention Month and an annual month-long campaign used to heighten awareness about suicide prevention while reducing stigma around the topic. Locally, Heritage Behavioral Health is hosting a virtual mental health first aid training for adults. In addition, Heritage is inviting the public to attend a virtual screening of the documentary S-Word on September 29th. This documentary takes an intimate look at suicide survivors who have turned their pain into actions. Go to nowdecatur.com to reserve your slot for the Zoom screening. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,848 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 22 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported 20 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 1,440. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 279,114 cases, including 8,508 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The statewide positivity rate is now 3.5%. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. More protests expected today in Louisville, Kentucky, where there are close to 100 arrests for last night's looting and vandalism. Two officers shot.
They are said to be in stable condition. That's the good news. And police already have one suspect in custody. On Wednesday, a grand jury chose not to indict any officers for Breonna Taylor's death back in March. Instead, one former officer was indicted on wanton endangerment.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith in Louisville. The Kentucky Attorney General says the officers who were shot at first by Taylor's boyfriend had a no-knock warrant, but they did announce themselves before entering. President Trump tweeting,
praying for the officers and the federal government stands behind Kentucky and them. We're also hearing from Joe Biden, also on Twitter, who says violence is never and can never be the answer.
And first-time claims for jobless help coming in at 870,000. That is above the estimate, 840. Continuing claims also higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 19th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 2nd at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. Due to COVID-19, the WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Our local food pantries have seen a dramatic uptick in use due to the pandemic. Because of that, we're asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Also, monetary donations will eliminate food waste and allow everyone to stay socially distanced. Every cent goes to the purchase of food, and thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top five local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 86, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, a Chicago legend passed away at the age of 77 yesterday.
It is true. You know, in sports, there's plenty of athletes who are really good at what they do. That's why they make millions of bucks. But there's only a few of them that would make you plunk down the cost of a ticket just to see them in person. And one of those rare talents was Chicago Bears running back Gale Sayers, who died yesterday at age 77, after a battle with dementia. His career with the Bears was shockingly short. He played just 68 games. That's 4 1/4 seasons by today's standards. And it was due to knee injuries. You know, back then, when you rip the tendons in your knee, you didn't just get an ACL surgery and, you know, you were back stronger than ever. It was really a big deal and sometimes a career ender. And he was so dynamic as a running back, as a pass catcher out of the backfield, as a kick and punt returner. And despite the just 68-game career, it was a complete no-brainer that he would land in the Hall of Fame. He was great right from the start when he set a record by scoring 22 touchdowns as a rookie, including 6 in a game at muddy Wrigley Field when the Bears beat the 49ers. One of those touchdowns was an 85-yard punt return. And on that muddy field, everyone else was slipping and sliding, and he just sort of glided along at top speed. The way he moved, it's still hard to describe. He had a way of throwing his leg out there as a kind of tease and then pulling it back, and he seemed to change directions in midair. He is also famously remembered for his friendship with Bears teammate Brian Piccolo. They became the first black and white roommates in the NFL, and the movie Brian's Song remains one of the most beloved sports movies of all time. He was director at Southern Illinois University Carbondale for 5 years. Yesterday, in trying to think about him, I YouTubed some of his highlights, and those highlights are as exciting now as they were in the 1960s when he played. He was just a beautiful athlete, really one of a kind, and I'm sorry to hear about his passing at age 77.
All right, on the other side of the break, we will check in with Mark Tupper about the Cards and the Cubs, a little Major League Baseball next.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science, innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, Major League Baseball.
Cubs have already clinched their playoff spot and may well end up winning the division. Cardinals are in the thick of the race and could end up in the playoffs, too. And any other year, that would be reason to feel a great deal of excitement here in Central Illinois. We'd have a buzz. But 5 days from the start of the playoffs, I can barely stand to watch either team. I sense no civic buzz about the Cubs or the Cardinals. I may or may not watch the playoffs. I'm a Cub fan, and I hate this team. They are nearly unwatchable for me. They are so inept offensively with players who should be and have been reliable run producers, all of them hitting between 180 and 220. Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Kyle Schwarber. They've all been major disappointments. They scored one run and lost last night to the Pirates, the worst team in baseball. The night before, they scored two runs and lost to the Pirates. They look very much like an early out once the playoffs do begin. The Cardinals are also a poor offensive team, and just when you think their pitching depth might carry them, a night like last night happens. The Kansas City Royals are a bad team, too. And the Cardinals are fighting to get in the playoffs. And with Carlos Martinez pitching last night, they really needed a strong performance from him. And the Royals mauled them 12-3. The best team in the National League Central is the Cincinnati Reds. It would be more fitting if they ended up winning the division. It took them a while to show it, but that's the only team in the division that looks like a threat in the postseason. The Cardinals have to fix that outfield. The Cubs have some big decisions to make on some of their core players, and I would say changes will be coming there too. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking about two teams that are well out of playoff contention, but I'm not. And I'm talking about two teams that might both be in the playoffs, and that makes it even more disturbing. They're just hard teams to watch. Sport Talk tonight at 5 o'clock, Tim Kaine and I, we'll talk some baseball and a lot of Illini basketball.
All right, Mark, we will see you then. You can check that out at 5 o'clock. Stream it live on Nauticator.com or the Nauticator app or wherever you'd like to stream it from, including your smart speaker. Presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested, our streaming and smart speaker sponsor and partner. Tupper mentioned Brian's Song, 1971 ABC Movie of the Week. James Caan as Brian Piccolo. Billy Dee Williams as Gale Sayers. I still, in my mind, think of Billy Dee Williams as Gale Sayers.
He's Lando to me.
Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
That was way later.
Yeah, so was I.
I know. Have you ever seen Brian's
song? Absolutely.
Song?
My mom and I talked about it yesterday.
The movie?
Well, I told her Gale Sayers died, and she's a big football fan, but she said, wasn't there a movie about him? I said, yeah, it was Brian's song. So, yeah.
Maybe one of the best telefilms ever made.
Yeah, for sure.
And Entertainment Weekly ranked Brian's song 7th in its list of top guy cry films ever made. Based on, actually, Gale Sayers' book. He did a 1970 autobiography called I Am Third, and his relationship with Brian Piccolo, that's sort of the genesis of that television movie. Remember when there was an ABC movie of the week?
Absolutely, I do. Also, Gale Sayers, just for a little fun fact, the youngest player elected to the NFL Hall of Fame. Mark said 68 games. I mean, think about your body of work being so...
Oh, I know. You think about Jim Brown. You think about a few of those athletes whose lasting impression is so much longer than what they actually played. Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Halas, played by Jack Warden. I got to go back and watch this movie.
Yeah, the Bears might have had the two best running backs of all time in Sayers and Walter Payton, talent-wise. I mean... You can throw in Brown and several others.
I'm still in the movie.
Just enjoying it, huh?
Shelley Fabre played Joy Piccolo, the wife. Bernie Casey was in there. There were several former football players. Dick Butkus played himself. There were several Chicago Bears that were in the actual TV movie. And there is a musical theme called The Hands of Time. That's the name of it. You would recognize it immediately as being the theme song to Brian's song. It was the most watched made-for-TV movie ever. Now, I want you to check out this Nielsen rating, 32.9 with an audience share of 48%.
Oh, my goodness. Wonder why. What was...
Well, you only had three channels.
Okay, so there's a good chunk of it.
So you're going to get, like, half of three versus a tenth of 27.
Sure.
And there wasn't a lot of other entertainment options. I mean, a movie of the week premiere was as big as going to the theater.
Okay, all of that's fine, but I wonder, were the Bears weren't hot at the time? I mean, what?
No, but it was Gale Sayers was very popular.
Okay.
And the book, it was timely. Okay. Brian Piccolo had died. I mean, you got all the tragedy of that.
Yeah.
And it was, some big stars. James Caan, right off of The Godfather.
Oh, Sonny.
He's great in it, too, by the way, as is Billy Dee Williams, who I really do have a soft spot for Lando Calrissian, too. But Lady Sings the Blues. There was a lot of other stuff before Star Wars. All right. We'll talk to Natalie on the other side of the break from the Community Foundation, their Impact 100 grant recipients. Talk a little bit about that and whatever else she wants to let you know about. They're doing amazing work. Tad is just everywhere. Or maybe it's just social media makes it seem like he's everywhere.
No, he is.
I think it's both.
He is.
All right. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander hybrid. Today's the perfect day to tackle a new outdoor project in your tough new Tundra.
Today's the day to get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2020 RAV4. Head into your local Toyota dealer today or visit toyota.com for more details. Event ends September 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Excludes hybrid model. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college guard or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 9/30/20.
I'm Corky Nicholson from Hickory Point Bank. Something you can count on from your friends at Hickory Point Bank. Our values are carved in stone. They're unchanging, unyielding. They're based on the golden rule. We were founded on the belief that we succeed when our customers succeed. And since that belief has served us well for decades, we're sticking to it. Put it this way, there's no us without you. And that's something you can count on. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
Have you put off medical care and elective procedures due to COVID-19? Memorial Health Systems and Decatur Memorial Hospital want you to know now's the time to get the care you need.
We're ready and we're safe and it's time to go. A lot of patients have been putting off care and that's not good. People need health care. They need to get injuries and illness taken care of and we're here to do it in a safe way.
Learn what Memorial Health System and DMH are doing to keep you safe at safewithmemorial.com and listen to the full podcast with DMH CEO Drew Early at nowdecatur.com. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Have you watched the Eagles documentary yet?
No. I mean, you talked about it, and it does make me interested. I have a little notepad with all your recommendations and a couple others.
All right.
That one's a way down.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, you get the great story about that song was a Jackson Browne song, and Glenn Frey was living in the basement. Or I can't remember if it was upstairs or downstairs. And Jackson Browne was just playing that same that opening music and stuck on that opening line over and over and over and over and over. And Glenn Frey came up with the line that put it all together. That's how it became an Eagles song.
Oh, that's cool. I like that story.
Yeah. A lot of great stories. It's like 4 hours. It's a pretty big investment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of investments, I can't imagine what our community would be like without the Community Foundation. You can go to their website, MaconCountyGives.org, and find out about all the things we're going to be talking about and more. Natalie Beck joins us each and every Thursday. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. We've got the food drive and all kinds of things ahead of us. Another food distribution day coming up. I've been talking to Debbie Bogle. I'm excited. There's a lot of good things going on in the community. Let's talk a little bit about the Impact 100.
So the Impact 100 is an annual grant where we distribute $100,000 in community grants, and those were awarded last week. Judge Lisa Whiteholder and Tat were on your show, and they announced all of the recipients, and the funding has already all been distributed. So quickly getting the funds out there to help people.
All right. And so give me a couple of examples of some of the organizations that benefited from this.
So the African American Museum, which is located on El Dorado, they received the largest grant this year, which was $20,000. And the focus this year was on social justice, inclusion, racial equity. So the committee that reviewed that decided they really wanted to give that museum an opportunity to have more youth in, have more people that live here. And really, it's a jewel of the community, but it's another one of those hidden jewels, I think. So they are excited. They're going to offer a lot of field trips, upgrade some of their computers. So just a real investment in the museum as a whole. The virtual learning that's at the Boys and Girls Club, they received just over $15,000. And again, investing in youth and an outreach to a vulnerable population. Restore, which is part of Project READ, and they serve inmates and transition people coming out of the jails, teaching them how to read, how to integrate back into society. They received a $10,000 grant. So the grants range from just under $10,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, and the one thing I love, if you go through these programs, I mean, they're doing so much good, right? I mean, they're having an impact. They're results-oriented and based. That Restore program is amazing. I had the opportunity to get to know a little bit about that through that Howard G. Buffett documentary, which is fascinating. And then the African American Cultural and Genealogical Society, I agree. I think people are learning more about this stuff, and it's coming to the forefront thanks to like what you are doing and what Debbie's doing. I mean, there seems to be a lot more teamwork in all of this.
I agree. And, you know, one of the beautiful things when Tat went through and he screened everyone, so there were over 35 applications for this, but many of them were new applicants that the foundation has never funded. And same thing that Debbie's seen at United Way. We're seeing a lot of people that have been out there doing great work. And, you know, oversight, lack of us getting out there, whatever it is, we're now connecting more with them. So three of the recipients were individuals or companies, nonprofit organizations that have never partnered with the foundation before.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Tat's doing a great job for you guys. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah. He's amazing. You know, he brings a lot of energy to the office. We have little dance parties. You know how that is. He's like a pinball in there. So got to rein him in sometimes. He's got himself a little bit out there right now. I'm kind of glad the census is ending because he is out every day from dawn to dark working for, you know, this community. So He's doing an awesome job for us.
Well, I appreciate what all of you are doing. Serving donors, leading change, the Community Foundation of Macon County. I know it wasn't the anniversary celebration that you wanted and we had all sort of planned for this year. But I do believe people are looking at the foundation in a different light as being this incredible resource in a time of need. And that has in some ways been more important to the community than celebrating an anniversary.
You know, I think so. But all those great plans that we've made with you and with the whole Newhoff team, look out for our 25th, right?
Because yeah.
We're ready. We're like planned way ahead.
Yeah, or 21. Well, let's just break the mold.
Yeah, or 21. Yeah, we might be ready to celebrate, yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the food drive. I want to thank you again for being a big part of that every year and being on the committee and just helping with the planning and being there for us. It's very important to the community. And then not only the food drive next Friday, but then the Saturday after that on the, I believe, the 10th, another food box distribution day.
Right.
This is sort of the most basic of things, making sure a child doesn't go to bed hungry in our community.
It is basic, but, you know, what joy that we have an opportunity to all come together as a community. And those food drive giveaways at the Civic Center, I mean, they're coming together so well. That is the best thing, right, to put a box of food, and actually it's four boxes, into the trunk of a family and know that you're helping them. No questions asked. Many of those, we always talk about the Alice families, they are employed. They just need a little bit of help to get through the week or get through the month. And so I really enjoy doing those. Our youth are going to be there again. Our YLIA group are going to be at both events. They're charged up. They can't wait. So, you know, it's that opportunity to help, and it really doesn't take a lot of time.
Oh, it's great stuff. Natalie, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. If people want to learn more, your website is the best place to start. Simply go to MaconCountyGives.org, and you can learn about all the things that we talked about and way more.
Yeah, way more. Thank you.
All right, Natalie, have a great day. We'll see you soon. She's great.
Yeah, and I think maybe Kevin asked her how long she had been at the Community Foundation. I think she said it's already been 4 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
It was either four or five.
No.
It's four. I'm almost certain. But can you believe that?
No, I don't.
She's been killing it.
She has. Mm-hmm. Well, you can look them up at MaconCountyGives.org. By the way, the new DPS 61 Hall of Fame athletes were announced. I got to give a shout out to Al Lawson. Al's my age. Graduated in 84 from MacArthur High School. He started at Eisenhower, I think, his freshman year, and then transferred to MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
Al Lawson, I think to this day, was the largest recruited athlete in the history of District 61.
The other nominee that I saw, Mo Dampier, is probably, they're either
No, I'm telling you, Nebraska wanted Al Lawson as a running back.
I think Mo was the number one recruited lineman in the United States. So I think those are two similar things that they have in common. Not to discredit Al, I think they both were unbelievably recruited. Just coincidentally.
I'm just looking back at the Herald Review's coverage of it this morning. Hang on one second. Baby was widely acknowledged as the most recruited athlete in Decatur history. After one of the greatest senior seasons the city had ever seen. Anyway, he was recruited by Nebraska, UCLA, Illinois.
Gosh.
I will tell you this about Al, and I didn't know him well.
Mm-hmm.
Al was one of those kids who had like a mustache in the sixth grade.
Right.
And I don't think he was ever tackled in JFL. Like, I don't think he ever hit the ground in JFL.
And he was a running back, right?
Yeah.
What you said?
The difference in like the level of play on a high school field. I mean, he was that good.
Wow. And that's the type of thing that stands out like no other. Somebody that just is a man among boys playing, you can tell.
Yeah, it was then a city record, 1,380 yards, 18 touchdowns.
Oh, man.
His senior year, Macon County Player of the Year from the Herald Review.
Awesome.
And anyway, my age, just shout out for the old guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if Nebraska at that point wanted you.
In 84?
Right. You were something special.
Or UCLA.
At any point ever for anything.
Yep. Anyway, he chose Milliken. So, interesting stuff. I think his kid played at MacArthur, too, and so did Mo, right?
Yeah.
So there was all kinds of symmetry there. Congratulations to both of them, all the folks who have been. Who else was there?
I didn't read the whole. I just saw the headline.
Let me go through it real quick.
Sure.
I don't want to leave anybody out. Lindsay Martin, Eisenhower track and cross country star in 97.
Yep.
Lexi Carson, MacArthur girls basketball 2011. Mike Nolan, Stephen Decatur tennis in 1963, Adrian Walker, MacArthur track 2002, Harry Rocky Cook, Eisenhower baseball, football, basketball 61, Leon Fonville, Eisenhower football 69, Tim Cox, Lakeview football 74, Kostaki Chiligera, Stephen Decatur swimming 94, the 1992 Eisenhower football team, Steve Smith, the Eisenhower coach, and others. So there you have it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Very diverse, like in schools, timeline, sports. I mean, that's a real nice inclusive
list. It's new enough that they're still getting everybody like on the list. There's like not a lot of arguing, you know. Right. It'll get to the point where they're like, well, come on, you know, but good stuff for today. All right, we'll take a break, back with more. We've got Debbie Bogle coming up next hour. And then a big stack of stuff, including this day in history. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 86, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
It's a busy world out there, so Staley Credit Union is here to give you some extra time. Finance an auto loan with us, including boats and RVs, and we're offering no payments for up to 90 days. Already have an auto loan somewhere else? No problem. Refinance your auto loan with us or take advantage of a cash-out refinance. It's the same deal. Learn more at staleycu.com. Subject to credit approval. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
When you hear paid for by Friends of Sue Scheer, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Sue Scheer has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Sue Scheer's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Sue Scheer is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Scheer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Charlie McGorry.
While your garage door has probably worked for many years without noticeable trouble, many homeowners make the mistake of not having their garage doors regularly inspected and maintained. This lack of maintenance can lead to inconveniences, like being stranded inside or out of your garage, and costly emergency repairs or frequent technician visits. Don't let this happen to you. Instead, just give Mid-State Overhead Doors a call at 422-8030. That's 422-8030. Mid-State Overhead
Doors. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Taking me all the way back to like 1984.
I think this was 70s, right? P-Funk?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It would have been like people in the 90s or the 2000s listening to 80s music, right. You know, what was popular at the time. Let me see the song. I don't want to really actually see like actual flashlights.
Right.
That's a good question. I thought maybe you'd hit me with the Brian song theme, you know?
What is it called? Hands of Time?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time remembering.
I don't know that.
How can there be so many flashlights better than? I mean, why is it that doesn't come right to the top of the list?
I don't know.
With all due respect to Jessie J, whoever the hell that is.
Oh, she's good, but not P-Funk. No way.
That's it, right? That's the best.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. I'll give 1978.
Okay.
In January of 78 was the album release for Parliament, by the way, which was. As you said, George Clinton, Bernie Worrell, Bootsy Collins. I mean, that group was unbelievable. And that song stands up incredibly well today.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll see if Jesse J is around 50 years from now. All right, we'll take a top of the hour stories and news break. We've got a lot to get to in our final hour, folks. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Like many events this year, Boo at the Zoo will look a little different. The family favorite tradition will begin at Scoville Zoo on October 16th and run until the end of October. This year, however, you will need to make reservations. Park District Executive Director Bill Clevenger says the reservations are needed to ensure a safe and fun event for families during COVID.
Maybe the long lines won't quite be as long. Get those reservations made as soon as you can.
Reservations can be made online now at nowdecatur.com. Early voting begins today. Today is also the day that Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner's office will begin sending out mail-in ballots to those who made such a request. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot is October 29th. The IRS is sending out nearly 310,000 letters to people in Illinois, encouraging them to see if they're eligible for a stimulus payment. The letters are going to...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.